This month, Eric Knowles, the antiquarian, will be in Hunstanton. His performance is scheduled for 14th October, so it will be over before most of you hear this. Rachel Bannum reported on Eric's long connections with East Anglia. Here is Tony Stimpson to read her report.
After many years in the business, Eric Knowles is one of the best-known raconteurs in the world of antiques. Now he's set to give a witty and entertaining look at the industry as he takes to the stage in Norfolk. Eric's one-man show, What's It Worth?, at the Princess Theatre, Hunstanton, on October the 14th, has the same winning formula of meet and greet, but with a difference. Members of the audience can bring along their heirlooms and treasures for Eric to discuss on stage. Then, in the final part of the show, they will be able to see their objects on screen as he gives each item a more detailed view and appreciation in the valuation session. Eric describes it as infotainment. He says, "It's in three parts. I'll meet and greet people who have brought things along, and they will appear in part three, which is probably 20 items on a table. I've got a camera where I can live feed them onto a screen. And the bit in the middle is me talking about my favourite subject, which is me." He cites an example. "So you'll see me as a 9-year-old and my mates with our impromptu museum on our back lawn, which we charged the other kids a penny to come in and look at." During his show, the lad from Lancashire will take the wraps off a business in which he has been immersed for many years, and there will be plenty of irreverent and anecdotal reminiscences too. "I like making people laugh, and generally it's not what you think, if you know what I mean," he says. "It might seem a bit dry, but it's far from being dry, I can assure you." And of course, Eric doesn't know what treasures and heirlooms members of the audience will bring along. "You never know," he says. "I found a plate that had a big chunk out of it, but it was a very early plate, a big dish, and I think it sold for £3,000. It was quite a rare plate." But he adds, "I have to say I'm responsible for far more people actually cancelling the world cruise than ever booking one, if you know what I mean. In the old days, people would say, 'How much?' Whereas the usual response these days is that all? But we've got to tell them as it is. We're always polite, diplomatic, and family treasure is not always measured in money." Eric has always been interested in history, and he inherited a love of antiques from his parents. He says that he recently joined the Northern Ceramic Society, and his parents were members too. They collected as well. "All sorts and everything," he said. "Ceramics were plentiful where I lived because everybody had crockery, but not everybody had silver and bronzes." He adds, "I was at Bonham's, the auctioneers, for 35 years, so I was exposed to some amazing things." Eric has written many books. He is currently busy filming BBC TV's Bargain Hunt and the Antiques Roadshow. He describes Bargain Hunt as total fun. "I just seem to fit into that position as a presenter, and I get to go to places that I wouldn't necessarily go to," he says. And 2022 is his 41st year of working on the Antiques Roadshow. He says, "Without trying, I've become the Ken Barlow of the Antiques Roadshow. I would like to get to my 50th year. Then I'll keep going until I'm actually an antique myself. Maybe they'll wheel me on." But for now, Eric is looking forward to getting on stage in Norfolk and seeing the treasures and heirlooms that members of the audience may bring. "I've always wanted to be a matinee idol," he says. "So if the good people of Hunstanton and the surrounding area turn up, that will make me feel that I'm living the dream again."
Thank you, Tony. I hope Eric encountered many Hunstanton antiques, and I'm not referring to the audience.